Hi everyone, it's Louise here, and today is Tuesday. Apologies first of all, because I missed out an episode from yesterday. I got distracted doing my daily workout, and then I realised that I'd run the battery on my phone down practically to zero, so I had to charge it, and then I got distracted doing other things, and by the time I remembered I hadn't recorded an episode, it was far too late to do it. So on Sunday I was talking about how to describe the taste of food, and so using adjectives to describe the flavour. So whether maybe something's too salty, or it's too bland, or it's very garlicky, or it tastes very buttery. So what we can do is, if something is has an overpowering taste, we can just say that. We can add a Y to the end of the word and just say it. So if there's a lot of garlic and we can taste a lot of garlic, we can say, oh, it's very garlicky. Now, for some people that might be a bad thing, and for others it would be a good thing. I love garlic, so the garlicky the better. Lovely garlic. It's very good for you. So you can do that where you just add a Y to the end, so it's very salty, or it's very buttery, it's very spicy, what other kind? It's very tomatoey. So if, and tomatoes can be very rich if they're in a sauce. So it can be a very tomatoey flavour, a rich tomato flavour. So today I'm going to give you two different challenges. I want you to describe, first of all, the taste of your favourite food. So tell me your favourite food again and describe the taste to me. Really sell it to me. Make it so my mouth waters that I really want to try this dish. And the second one is to describe the taste of something that you dislike. So remember, the other day there when we were talking about our dislikes, lots of people don't like vegetables, for example. And my example was Brussels sprouts. And the first negative word that I used was they're yucky. And that was the word that I used when I was five. Now that I'm a little more sophisticated, I might say that they're disgusting, or they taste very bitter, or they taste very watery, or they're very bland if they haven't been seasoned properly. So think about the reasons why you don't like a particular vegetable. Is it to do with the taste of them? Are they, do they have a taste that you just don't like, that you dislike? So that's the challenge for today, to tell me the taste of the food that you do like, and obviously be nice and positive about it. So my favourite food is steak. So I could say that it tastes, how to describe a steak? That's an interesting one. Why did I choose steak? So it's meaty. It has a strong flavour, a strong meaty flavour. It's beef, and it, let me see, if it's well seasoned, it's very flavoursome. The salt brings out the flavour of the beef. You can't really describe steak. How else would I describe steak? If it's been flame grilled. So another example was a smoky flavour. So if the steak has been cooked on a barbecue or over a flame, then you can say that it has a smoky flavour to it, or an outdoors flavour. Perhaps those of you who have very sensitive taste buds could maybe say that you could taste the earth, or taste the grass that the cow fed on before it turned into a piece of steak on your plate. So really think about how the taste of the food, and tantalize my taste buds. So give me good description of the taste. So don't give me the smell, don't give me texture. We'll talk about those later on in the month. Just give me the taste. either of the food that you like and then the food that you dislike. So I'm looking for big opposites from the two different foods. So lots of positives for the first one and lots of negatives in the second one. And I'll be back tomorrow and I'll be giving you a slightly different challenge to do with taste. I wonder what that could be. Okay, so that's it for me for just now. I'm actually sitting in my car. I don't know if you can hear cars driving past me. I'm not driving, I promise. I'm sitting and I've got the car parked. I'm waiting on my mum. She's at the dentist. And I'm just sitting in the car waiting for her to come out. So I thought I would take the opportunity while it's nice and quiet here to record this. That's it for taste for today. I shall be back tomorrow. So until then, take care. Have a lovely Tuesday, whatever you're doing. Bye.